This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. It's a real treat to be able to have a conversation today with former California Assemblyman Steve Baldwin. Hails from Southern California, not far from San Diego. As far as the weather is concerned, you couldn't find a better place in the world, I don't think, at least west of the mountains. It is just a positively delightful place, geographically speaking. And that part of California is still pretty desirable. And the pity, Mr. Assemblyman, it's not the whole of California. But we're glad to have you anyway. Thanks.
Good to be on the show, Larry.
You represented a nice Republican area, and you were a little bit unusual in as much as you actually were an activist conservative in the California legislature. All too many times, Republicans win a solidly Republican seat, and the main thing we hear coming out of the Republican assemblyman or senator's office is they just go to sleep and don't do anything. And I just wanted to let you know right off the get-go as we begin our conversation today, we really appreciated the fact that you didn't just decide to get comfortable, but to start duking it out. And that was a great example that you gave to other Republicans.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, I didn't have the vote to win many battles because it's overwhelmingly liberal. So I felt that my role was to expose liberalism as much as possible. So every day on the floor, I would throw my mic up and attack the liberals and let all the Californians who are watching the show on watching the proceedings on cable channel, let them know exactly what every bill did. If it raised taxes, if it increased regulations, if it lost jobs, if it took our gun rights away, I made sure everyone knew that. They hated me, but I didn't go up there and make friends, so I was perfectly happy with that.
Well, if they didn't hate you, then it would have been, you would have had to ask, what am I doing wrong? Because anytime the liberal establishment, Democrats certainly, and oftentimes, I'm sorry to say, Republicans, if they like you a whole lot, then maybe it's time to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing?
Something's wrong. Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, I was reminded that you were a fighter when I saw an article. It was on one of the blogs. I don't think it was the American Spectator, but could have been. It was a delightful article entitled Abolish the FBI. And I thought, I can't believe I'm seeing this. This is great. Somebody gets it. Why would a good Republican want to abolish the FBI? Everybody knows that J. Edgar Hoover was the best thing since sliced bread. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, there's a lot of mythology surrounding the FBI and surrounding the whole idea that the federal government should be responsible for law enforcement. And simply put, that's not the intent of our founding fathers. They had very good reasons for avoiding a federal role in law enforcement, mainly that they felt that it could be abused and used against our own citizens.
Or to put it another way, the farther away from the people that the law enforcement establishment is to be serving, the more difficult it is to hold them accountable.
Exactly. And nowhere in the Constitution is any kind of a law enforcement role envisioned. It's not enumerated, not listed anywhere. It was clearly reserved as a duty of state and local governments.
Well, we've certainly long forgotten that quaint notion, and that's a shame because that That's my take on it, too. And the country went along rather nicely for a good long while, and it didn't seem to find any need to correct that, quote, deficiency in the Constitution. And I don't know whether it was you or someone else had argued just recently that, okay, let's for argument, and I think that's all I would grant it, for argument that it was more difficult back in the early part of the 19th century to keep track of a dude that might go from, say, the state of Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located, to, say, Missouri, and that law enforcement would be facilitated by having a national organization. Now, I don't buy that, but that was the argument, and I think at least it's a plausible argument. It's not a shameful argument. At least it puts a decent idea on the table that we can deal with in a minute. But now, in our day, I can't imagine why that would be a good argument at all, not with the Internet, with email, with telephony that's available to us. There's just no reason to think that we need a national organization when Podunk has, every podunk little town and village in the country has access to information retrieval that was beyond the imagination of the New York City and San Francisco police departments.
Well, that's correct, and that indeed was the main argument used in by the advocates of a federal police force, that we have multi-state criminal enterprises, and therefore we need federal intervention to be able to monitor them, keep track, apprehend them. And that was a big argument. But, you know, yes, you're absolutely right. Technology has basically gotten rid of that notion. We can track people easily. Every state has the technology to be able to do so. People don't realize this, but every state has a mini FBI right now. It's called different names in different states, like in Texas, it's called the Texas Rangers. But there's a state police force in every state with a high-tech forensic lab, capabilities to analyze DNA, blood samples, all the stuff that the FBI used to have a monopoly on with their famous crime lab going back to the 1950s. It's basically been replicated in every single state.
And let me just jump in, but that crime lab, was greatly compromised, as Frederick Whitehurst pointed out, a whistleblower, when they would put their thumb on the scale to fiddle with the outcome of that crime lab investigation. And so they would put people in jail just because they very well felt that that's where they ought to be, even though there was actually no real evidence to support that. And until and unless somebody like a Frederick Whitehurst were to come forward, there's no way to even know what they're doing. Because, again, when you're in Springfield, Missouri, instead of Springfield, Virginia, it's not just around the corner that you can go look in on the FBI and say, hey, guys, how's it coming? What you doing?
Well, I mentioned Frederick Whitehurst in my article, which, by the way, it is an American Spectator article. And there was actually, it's worse than that, there was actually 12 people executed that were implicated based on fraudulent forensic work that blew the whistle on. So people actually lost their lives based on incompetent FBI crime lab work.
What a distance we came from the founding generation that pledged their fortunes, their honor, and their very lives in the cause of liberty. And here we have a national unaccountable police force, I almost said Gestapo, taking people's lives unjustifiably. That is so criminal, that makes us look like a banana republic.
It does. And James Madison warned us in the Federalist Papers, one of the ones he wrote, I think it's number 54, if I recall, it's in my paper, that this is something that we need to be wary about, and we should not allow federal encroachment on.
Absolutely. Listen, hold on to your idea that was coming out of that, because commercial break, which is kind of necessary, is on its way. And we're going to be back after a couple of announcements, continue talking with Steve Baldwin. And when we get back, also, Steve, in addition to picking up on this point, please give us the web address where folks can find you when we get back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Steve Baldwin, former member of the California Assembly, where he was part of a minority within a minority. he was part of a group of Republicans, the party of which says it's the party of liberty. It was, after all, the party that opposed the party of slavery, Democrats. But somehow, as long as, I guess, you don't have a piece of property for a bill of sale that says you're a slave owner, the Republicans, short of that, just seem to have lost their interest in, most of them, in promoting liberty. And even those that might have an intellectual attachment to that quaint idea don't seem to be willing to fight very hard. Parenthetically, that's what has increasingly persuaded me that I really like Donald Trump. At the time, I was certainly going to vote for him, and I did, but I'm not still sure that he could sit down and give me as good a defense of what a conservative philosophy is as maybe half the Republican caucus in the United States Congress. But when it comes to actually busting the chops of the establishment, which includes a whole too many Republicans, he's right there in the front line with his fist ready to go. And I just like that more and more because he seems to be intent on doing that. But anyway, if you have retained that point that you wanted to make before the break, let's pick up there and then we can go on.
Yeah. Well, if I can add to what you just said, you know, it's funny saying about Trump, he probably is the least educated on conservative ideology.
There you go.
Of any modern day president. But he's actually done more to advance our Constitution than anyone I can remember, just by virtue, I think, of a gut conservatism that he was raised with that was part of this upbringing. And, I mean, his actions on illegal aliens, on taxes, hopefully on guns. Everything so far seems to make him out to be probably the strongest conservative we've had in the White House in a long time.
Probably in over 100 years. Well, I don't know that much about Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge didn't say that much, but his actions were pretty good. But with that exception. Go ahead.
Yes, and he's exposing the liberal media. I mean, we've never had a president call out how often the media lies to us, and this guy just beats them over the head every day. And
well, he's coined a new phrase in the English language, fake media, fake news. You just gotta love it.
He sure did. So it's educating a whole generation of Americans to be skeptical of what they hear and read in the media. I love it.
Well, he certainly led the way, given a good example, and hopefully it'll encourage other Republicans who, in fairness, have been in many places, many times, the party of the minority, and even if they happen to have a majority in a particular legislative session, the media itself is the Democrat Party's mouthpiece, and those Republicans, even if they have good intentions, are battered relentlessly by a media that tells them that they're racist. You know, I keep waiting to hear what it is that Donald Trump has said or done that is racist. I hear the allegation made all the time, but I haven't actually seen anything specific other than, well, he doesn't agree with our Democrat position, therefore he's a racist.
Well, the lowest employment for lowest unemployment for
unemployment,
blacks. I think, 17 years, I saw.
And counting.
The black leadership should be jumping up and down praising them. Instead, they're so locked in, unfortunately, to the left-wing agenda that they don't even seem to care that this Trump is doing great things for their people.
That, I think, there's a cognitive dissonance here that maybe not right away, because after all, it's not just a lifetime, but it's a generational attachment to the Democrat Party ever since Lyndon Johnson, who, by the way, did not attract black voters to the Democrat Party because he felt compassion or just had a basic goodness in his heart. He said that if by passing the Great Society, I'm paraphrasing slightly, we will keep those folks, and he definitely used a much more ugly term, we'll keep those folks in our party for the next two generations. That's what the welfare state was all about, as far as Lyndon Johnson was concerned. He was buying votes. So, and that's why they're for illegal immigration today, because they see them as future Democrat voters. And a gal by the name of Jennifer Palmieri broke into the news, at least as far as I'm aware, this week that we're recording this program, toward the end of middle of January. And what she said is that our future electoral success depends on having the, I don't think she used the word illegal immigrants, but these immigrants continue to come into the party because they're the future of our electoral success. That's what it's all about. Power.
Yeah, it's not about compassion, helping immigrants, or anything like that. About the Democrats know their ideas are so politically unpopular that they had to import millions of illegals from countries who were comfortable with socialism, I should say, and register them and sign them up to vote Democratic. And that's the only way the Democrats figured out they could maintain and keep power in America. That's what the debate's all about as well.
Yeah, and I have married an immigrant. I'm married to an immigrant. I have been for over 50 years. Comes from what at one time would have been labeled a banana republic, a country that certainly exhibited all those signs. And I go to a church where the sermons are in Spanish. And so I think I know a little bit about immigrants because I speak with them all throughout the week and certainly on Sunday. And I'll tell you what. When I asked them about why it is that they wanted to leave X, Y, or Z country, and you get into specifics, it's because, well, the government was really bad. The government was producing poverty. The government, like in Mexico, was for the oligarchy, by the oligarchy, and that's the be-all and the end-all. And so, and I've been to Mexico City, and there's a huge walled-off area. I think it might even be a square mile of enclosure. And a lot of the Mexican oligopolistic elites live in this ultra, really cool neighborhood. And everybody in Mexico City knows all about it. And by the way, it's not that far from the one legal gun store in the whole of the República. In all of Mexico, there's one gun store where you can legally buy a gun, and only legally, of course, if you get a permit. It kind of makes Chicago look like an open market for guns, even in the stores. Of course it is, but that's another subject as well. Talking with Steve Baldwin, I didn't get your web address. Ding me on that when we get back. We've got to get that so people can see you after we're finished talking. We'll be right back with former Assemblyman Steve Baldwin.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Host,
Larry Pratt.
I'm talking today with former California Assemblyman Steve Baldwin, and lest I start resembling a Democrat politician who only makes promises to break them, and all too often there are Republicans doing the same. Let's get folks your web address.
I don't have one. I've been bugged by many people to start a blog where I can collect all my writings, but I have not yet done that. The best place to find both of my writings, AmericanSpectator.com. I write every few weeks there. I've got probably, a dozen articles of mine up there. In fact, I have an article that appeared yesterday that you would love, Larry. And this article is attacks the whole idea of federal land ownership.
Yes.
Another attack on a sacred cow, the idea that the feds have the constitutional right to own land. They do not, except for military purposes. And,
or post offices, or the District of Columbia, the seat of national government.
Exactly. And I talk about the BLM abuses, like what they did in the Bundy case, that new information that came out. All these outrageous allegations of, and Trump's action to decrease the size of the food you call preserves. I wrap it all in together into a full constitutional argument about why this land needs to be transferred back to the state where it can be managed more efficiently and let the people of each state decide how best to use that land. So you're going to like that piece too, because it's a constitutional argument once again.
And you know, you're from a state where we recently witnessed a devastating forest fire. And you know, I'll be candid. I haven't investigated what was the condition of the federally maintained lands where the fire was such a problem. And then it threatened, of course, private homes and lands. But my guess is that to the extent that it was being fed by what the fire could burn on federal lands, it was fed because we have these environmentally sensitive policies, you know, where everything is supposed to be so natural, and they won't clean up the doggone underbrush, fallen trees, and dead wood, so that when a bolt of lightning, let alone an arsonist, decides to get things going, there's really nothing to stop it. There's no natural fire breaks, and so lumber is just thrown into the cauldron and consumed in fire. And the environmentalists just certainly haven't ever said that I'm aware of, oh, my bad, those policies apparently need a little bit of modifying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We had a lot of fires out here as close as 100 miles to me, and a lot of it because the federal government, they think fire is a natural thing, and which I guess it is, but to allow a fire to grow...
Yeah, hell's full of fire, too.
The people killing houses and people, or destroying houses and killing people, is outrageous. In fact, in earlier time, they would allow timber companies to come in there and select certain trees to be removed and remove some of the brush as well in the process of their work and create fire roads, fire break roads. And that would actually help deter fires or at least slow them down if they got started. But yep. Now that timbers, the lumber industry is pretty much banned all throughout California. Apparently, they like to rather import wood from elsewhere, which is stupid. And so we're the federal government is much to blame for fires that destroyed millions of acres of land here in California.
You know, we're in the middle of a big immigration debate, and I honestly don't know the answer to this question, but I've seen it, and I kind of accept it because people I have respect for have pointed to Simpson Mazzoli, the immigration law that Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, had advocated, that resulted in the what could we say, the liberalization of the state of California. The same state that elected Ronald Reagan twice is now the state that probably outside of a few Central Valley counties or up on the northern edge of the state, you couldn't get him elected dog catcher now, and that's not that many years that there's been this complete political 180. How did Simpson Mazzoli happen to let so many immigrants, illegals, and whatever, into California that didn't produce the same result in Missouri?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Kennedy involved in the 1965 Immigration Reform Act completely transformed America, and the whole mentality, open borders mentality, which has taken over many states like California, has allowed millions of illegal aliens. That we have between 2.5 and 3 million illegal aliens, according to the best studies here in California, that we believe are voting. And voting heavily. They're organized. They have political people that go into those neighborhoods and register them, left-wing groups that are funded by George Soros that register them. It definitely influenced the politics of California. A conservative like myself cannot win here in California because the illegal alien vote is so powerful and so strong here. A quarter of all the inmates in prison here in California are illegal aliens. A quarter, maybe higher, depending on the area.
And of course, what we're talking about, among other issues that are directly and immediately affected, is the Second Amendment, because those are predominantly, maybe 80%, according to some surveys I've seen, those are 80% Democrat voters. And increasingly, Democrats would cut the Second Amendment out of the Constitution with a pair of scissors if they could.
Absolutely, and they are responsible, talking about illegal aliens, disproportionately for crime. People like to come up with these myths about how, oh, they're all hardworking. Well, I'm sure some are. But the fact is, the nature of the illegal aliens has changed in the last decade. We are attracting that organized crime cartel type from Mexico here into California. We have MS-13 chapters all over California, most of those guys are illegal aliens. And at the same time, our politicians are restricting our gun ownership. They just got through banning ammunition. So they allow illegal aliens to come in by offering them all kinds of welfare benefits, free education, free this, free that, food stamps, and then they take our guns away.
I've thought of opening up a chain of stores along the Arizona, Nevada, Oregon borders with signs that less ammo before California.
Probably would do well.
I think it's probably it's a great business model, at least until those states go as goofy. But I'm still perplexed as to why California descended into the abyss of these Democrat voters, a.k.a. illegal aliens becoming voters. And it didn't happen at least as quickly. Now, obviously, we can see that's where they're on track for in other states. But they don't just do it with illegal aliens. It's quite possible that the last election in Virginia just a few months ago, about a year ago, I guess, no, not even that, was won by felons who were not supposed to be able to vote, but who have been given the vote by the Democrat governor of the state. The Democrats have one thing in mind. They're going to win elections by hook or by crook, and they certainly don't blush if it's by crook.
Well, I've written about this before. I said there's a three-part strategy by the Democrats to an election. Number one, register illegals. Number two, register felons. Number three, depress the military vote. They have state after state rejected military absentee ballots because they came in a year too late. They're coming in from overseas bases. And the Democrats use that to disqualify them by the hundreds of thousands. And I've got research on that showing that we may be missing out on a couple million votes total nationwide of military votes.
And, of course, the average grunt really can't afford to send his ballot in by Federal Express. So he's
right.
Kind of stuck. Coming up to another break, talking with Steve Baldwin. You can find a lot of his work in the American Spectator, which is a great online conservative publication. And we're going to be back shortly.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is former California Assemblyman Steve Baldwin. He has pretty good insight from his years of public service on how things go, whether that's going well or going poorly. He had an interesting piece not that long ago dealing with, my words, I guess, not necessarily yours, Steve. You can define yourself how you'd like to put it, but it seems to me that Barack Hussein Obama was a disaster in terms of foreign policy. And I'll admit that I was a little perplexed. I didn't have heartburn, but I was a little perplexed as to exactly what in the world Trump was up to when he bombed the snot out of a primarily Russian air base in Syria. He told them what was going to happen. Get out of there because it ain't going to be habitable very shortly. And after, I don't know, 2 days warning or something like that, he all but made it glow in the dark. And I thought, you know, as far as anybody has ever told me, that was not, from a United States point of view, might have been an important installation that the Russians had there, led by former KGB Colonel Vladimir Putin. But nevertheless, of all of the strategic targets, I didn't see it. And then I got to thinking, maybe there's a method to this guy's madness. What he was telling them is, you think I'm crazy? Well, I'll do that again. You'd better behave according to my lights, or you're going to glow in the dark. And isn't that interesting? He's made ISIS all but something for the history books. They're virtually gone. And little fat boy over on the Korean Peninsula has all of a sudden decided maybe there's something to be gained from talking to his counterparts in the South. I wonder where he got that idea.
Yeah, the funny thing about Trump is he completely blows up every stereotype of diplomacy and politics, and he's very unpredictable, but I think that works in his favor. The rest of the world's kind of fearful of him, which I think is good. You want your enemies to be afraid of you. You want your enemies to be unable to predict your action. You don't want your enemies taking advantage of you, which they did all throughout the Obama years.
He's kind of modified the Teddy Roosevelt axiom that you walk softly and carry a big stick. He carries a big stick, but he often doesn't walk all that softly.
No, I think his motto is to talk loudly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, I'll let you know I'm coming, but don't think I'm fooling.
I don't know what a strategy is with Korea, but, you know, every time I think, oh, this is stupid, and a couple days later I realize, whoa, he was a couple steps ahead of me here.
He played him, you betcha, which amazes me because, I mean, he's got some pretty good folks around him, but my assumption is that the good ones he has around him is because he saw something that fit in with what he had in mind strategically, and when, you know, you get something like blowing up a Syrian air base of third-rate significance, perhaps. Maybe I'm mistaken, but that was the impression I got when I read about it. This is definitely a modification of the Teddy Roosevelt axiom about walking softly. And it seems to me, oh, and then after what he's done to ISIS, if you think this guy is just fooling, well, this is not Obama. And that's what kind of prompted me to go have us go take this discussion this way, is that there couldn't be a greater contrast in how to conduct foreign policy than a squishy, wussy man-child, as some people, I thought, rather irreverently but correctly labeled Obama, and a real, as the Germans, the Yiddish like to say, a real mensch, a real man.
Yeah, you know, Obama was nice and polite and diplomatic, but he screwed America on every opportunity, whether it's the nuclear deal with Iran, whether it's what he did with the United Nations, all kinds of different foreign policy engagements. He was a total failure. He allowed countries like Egypt and Libya to become controlled by radical Islamists because he tried to remove other people that were fairly a lot closer to leaning towards the West than the people who replaced them. I mean, the world became far more radicalized by radical Islamists under Obama than ever before. And so, they say Trump is crazy. Well, if that's crazy, then I better start voting for only crazy politicians from now on.
And I don't think you're going to find that many to vote for, but I agree. I take your point because he's really played their minds and he's got them in a pretzel. And they really don't know what to do with it because even including Reagan, who on some occasions would fight Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, but mostly Reagan would go along with the Democrats, thought he could go along with fellow Irishman Tip O'Neill, the then Speaker of the House. And he got played a lot. And now we got a guy in there who may only give you one warning that if you do that, you're going to make me unhappy, and I'm prepared to act. And I'm sure that at first they thought, yeah, we've heard this chest beating before from other American politicians. Well, this guy, he beats on his chest some, I'll say that. But he also beats on your head, on your chest, on the back of your head, your knees, and everything else that's exposed. Because he's just not going to let you get away with it. It's a new sheriff in town.
The media's attacking him right now for use of the S word. But there's a whole history of presidents using cuss words in the White House, which
especially his predecessor, who had a real potty mouth.
Yeah, oh yeah, and the media covered up. The media knew about it, and they never report on that. But the moment Trump uses one word like that, it's national news for 3 days.
Yeah, and
the bias
of course,
is unbelievable.
Well, and of course, what's really got him torqued is not the choice of language, because they speak a lot worse than that themselves, but it's the fact that they see where this is going. This guy is as serious as a heart attack, and Republicans aren't supposed to do that. It's okay when you're campaigning and you sound like George Washington and Patrick Henry all rolled into 1 times 10, but now you're in office, man, be practical. When I was in the Virginia legislature, I heard the same story, the same song. Well, that was good while you were campaigning, But now you're here in Richmond. Come on, let's get to work.
Yeah.
No thanks. I didn't come here to work on that.
Yeah, the media bias and how they're treating Obama, or Trump, I mean, is just so over the top. It just amazes me how, I mean, it is worse than it was under Reagan. Reagan got a lot of heat and a lot of crap, the media, but I think they're treating Trump even worse.
Oh, yeah, because Reagan would do the right thing on some occasions. I had one of my guys here who was in the U.S. Senate staff position for the entire time that Reagan was in office and then some. And Reagan did a lot of things that you and I could sit here and say, boy, I wish he hadn't done that, wish he hadn't done this other thing. This is not the same guy now. And this is really driving the left nuts. Are you serious? You really mean this? No wonder Nancy Pelosi thought that the tax cuts were Armageddon. And the elitism that came through. This woman, at the lowest estimate, is worth $43 million. Probably more like 120, according to some estimates that are available on the internet. It's not that I'm privy to FBI dossiers or anything like that. And she's the one that's saying that, well, if you get an extra couple of $1,000 in your check because of the Trump tax breaks, well, that's just chump change. That's peanuts. That's nothing. Well, okay, Mrs. Pelosi, I get it. For you, that really is nothing. That's a correct, what do they call it in accounting, an error for correction. It's sort of a fudge factor. You know, for most of us, a couple of grand might pay some courses at junior college or, you know, a lot of things pretty significant in life
It could buy. I could send my kid to junior college on that out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talking with Steve Baldwin, he hails from California. Steve, by the way, if you ever decide to leave, we'll help you get settled in some other part of the country. But we're glad you're fighting the fight. Former Assemblyman Steve Baldwin, go to the American Spectator, and you can see some of his writings there. And we're going to be back for another segment. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.